Hello, humanity. Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, or maybe it's the middle of the night wherever you are. Oh, take a deep breath in and let's just give thanks for this beautiful day wherever we are. And you know, sometimes life can be really challenging and really difficult, and it can be easy. So what is the difference between when it's easy and when it's challenging? I'm going to share with you three little secrets that support me and help me. First of all, I am here in beautiful Oroville, and it's supposed to be like super hot and super sunny, and it is, but I have made it a little bit easy because in my mind, I have been saying, I love the weather loves me, I love the weather loves me, and guess what? It does. It's like I might be sweating and sweating. It's something like 44 degrees, which is over 100 degrees Celsius. And yet inside, there's a coolness that's there. So it doesn't have to be difficult. There are ways that your thoughts can make you, support you, and help you feel that ease and that grace about you and around you. The second thing is, where is your intention? So when we have our intention on easiness and grace, things happen to come a little more easily and gracefully. So it's also a comparison. So is something easy or is something difficult? It depends. Years ago, when I was doing my yoga teacher training, I could not do tree pose. Every time I stood up and had one leg up, the tree fell over and it fell over and it kept falling over. And I just decided that one day it would be easy. And so in my imagination, I saw myself in my body and outside my body, rooted firmly in the ground, seeing roots coming out through the one sole of my foot, and seeing the branches growing strong, reaching up into the air and waving. And I giggled and I laughed inside. I was just laughing, saying, this is easy, this is easy. And from that day on, voila, all of a sudden, I could do tree pose. And it came with ease and grace. So my intention was there. And I cheated a bit because I rolled in the third thing that I did. And that is using my imagination. So I imagined myself being in that perfect position, being the tree and having the wind blowing around me. But yet I was very, very firm in my resolve. So when things are challenging and you don't quite know how to deal with it, just take a breath in and say, this can be easy. Yeah, I have a choice to make it easy. I have a choice to make it difficult. And it doesn't take any more effort to make it easy or difficult. It's in your imagination, in your intuition, and within your resolve. And so on that note, imagine something that you think is, oh my gosh, it's so difficult. And feel your breath. I mean, clench your fists, okay? And you can feel yourself getting constrained. And it's, you know, your breath is like, ooh, it's like you're not breathing. And now release. Release your fists and put your arms up in the air. And and allow the breath to come easily in. So the first one was we felt constrained. You know, you felt your thumb and your tummy and everything, your nose being constrained and you couldn't breathe. And then when you released it and you said, this is easy, the ease came in. So you can make a choice to be happy. We might need some help. You know, but the happiness is within. And when we can feed and nourish that inner joy As we feed and nourish that inner joy, there's beautiful things that start to come out. If you are under a doctor's care, don't stop your medication immediately, but find a way to bring that ease, because everything can be easy. Reach out to someone. I phoned my friend Sarah, who runs Comedy Cures, and said, I'd love to be on your show. And it was easy, because that evening I was there live on her show. So it can be that easy. Just decide it's going to be easy. And on that note, with ease and grace, let's send laughter and love throughout the whole world so that everyone can feel this beauty of health and happiness. So let's just take out the show laughing. One, two, three. You with me, Stefano? Okay.
Oui, vous écoutez Auroville Radio from Auroville, la ville internationale in India.